We'd like to welcome you to The Journey from the Hill. This is a weekly podcast of Chapel Hill Baptist Church. Each week, you'll hear biblical teaching from our pastor, Dr. Shannon Moses. At the end of today's podcast, you'll hear a way to reach out to us with any questions you might have about this message. Now, let's prayerfully listen as Dr. Moses opens the Word of God.
Amen. It's good to see everyone. There's a lot of faces. You may be going, well, who is this guy? I want to introduce myself. I'm Jeff Stevenson. I'm director of our college ministries here at Chapel Hill. And I'm excited and the privilege of being able to share with you, from God's Word this morning. I want to start by telling you a little story, and then I want to ask you a question. I was reading this past week, kind of getting things prepared this morning, and I read this story of a man that he had a friend, and his friend had addiction issues. And his friend called him one day, and he said, "Man, I messed up." He said, "I have messed up so bad." He was about 6 months in, and he said, "I have messed up so bad." And he said, "I need your help." So he goes to his friend, and he says, "What's happened?" He said, "Well, I messed up last night, and I failed. And now I'm afraid I'm going to lose everything." And the guy said, "Well, let's just do what we need to do when we get there." He said, will you go with me to work? Because I got to tell my work what's happened." I was scared to death. Scared to death everything was going to be gone. He gets to his job and he goes to his manager and he asked me, "What do I tell him?" He said, "Just be honest. Just be truthful." He said, told his manager, he said, "Well, I failed last night and I messed up. Fell back into my addiction." And his manager looked at him and says, "You know, I'm a 6-year recovering alcoholic and I've had my bad days too." She said, "It's going to be okay. Let's go talk to HR. He goes in, he sits down, and they talk to HR, and he says the same thing. He tells the HR person, "I failed," expecting completely to lose his job. She says, "It's okay. You're going to be okay. We're going to work with you, and we're going to get you through this. You're going to be okay." And in the middle of all that, the middle of his fear, the middle of his struggles, he found compassion. You know, that's, for us, that's the story of our lives sometimes. What do you mean, Jeff? I'm not an addict. I'm not struggling. No, but we're all sinners. And so many times we get into situations, and what we find ourselves doing is we find ourselves going back. And if you've ever done this, I've prayed this prayer before, and I've said it in my own prayers, because, guys, as I stand here before you this morning, I'm just going to tell you, I'm a messed up guy. I'm a messed up person. I sin. I fall. I struggle. I have the same battles as anyone else. We all do. And I find myself many times praying, and the first thing that'll come out of my mouth is, "God, I did it again. Here I am again. I did the same thing, the same struggle." Do you know what I find when I pray that prayer? When I pray and I come back to God and I ask Him, I say, "God, I did it again. Will you please forgive me?" You know what I find? Mercy. Compassion. Love. Do you ever get tired of being messed up? Do you ever get tired of the same thing happening in your life to where you feel like, "Here I am again, God, I can't get it right. I can't seem to make it happen. I know what your Bible says. I read your scripture, and I know what you say, and I know that the Holy Spirit lives in me, and I have the strength, but I fall so much. I struggle so much. And we go before God and we're, and I don't know why we do this, but we go before God and we so struggle and we have such fear in our lives because it's almost like we give God, you know, we only understand God in the way we can, in the way our minds work. And I think so many times we go before God and we think that God is a three strikes and you're out kind of God. Like we see in our society, three strikes and you're out. Because I want you to know this morning, that is not our God. That's not who He is. That's not His characteristics. Turn in your Bible to Psalm 103. We're going to read Psalm 103 this morning and we're going to walk through this passage because I want you to see something this morning about God. You know, you may be here this morning, as you're turning, you may be here this morning and you may be battling that fight. You're doing everything you possibly can. You don't have a relationship with Jesus. And you're doing everything you possibly can to feel, to find what's missing. Maybe you've tried alcohol, maybe you've tried drugs, maybe you've tried partying, maybe you've tried buying stuff, but you know something's missing. And you can't quite figure it out. But I want you to know this morning, what's missing is Jesus. What's missing is a relationship with Jesus where you can experience what we're about to read. All those sins and all those struggles and all those things we beat ourselves up with, we're going to look at this passage and I want you to see who God is. Look with me, beginning in verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits. Look at this list. The psalmist says, forget not His benefits. Look at this list. Who pardons all our iniquity, all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Look at that list. Pardons all your iniquities. He pardons all your sins. Through what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary when He shed His blood on the cross to pay the sin debt that you and I cannot pay, Jesus, God, forgives all our iniquities. He heals all your diseases. I like this one in verse 4. He says, who redeems your life from the pit. Guys, I don't know about you, but I've been in the pit. I was in the pit. I had no hope. None. Could not do anything on my own. Could not feel my issues. Could not solve any problem. And guys, without Jesus Christ, that's who we are. We have a sin debt. We are in a pit of sin. And we have no hope without Christ. We could never do enough to have a relationship with God without Jesus. He rescues us. He redeemed your life. He bought you back from the pit. Who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion and satisfies your years with good things. What fills that hole? Only Jesus satisfies. Only He satisfies what's missing in our lives. Only He can give us hope, can give us joy, can give us peace, can give us all the things that we need. Only He can do that. And He is the one who satisfies. So that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Continue reading with me in verse 6. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the sons of Israel. Guys, He has made known His ways to us. We can look at Scripture, we can read Scripture, or maybe even in your life, if you're a Christian this morning, maybe there's things in your life where you can remember where when you were struggling, when you were having problems, or maybe there was a time in your life where sin, you had fallen, and you went back to God, and God forgave you, and you know that joy and that peace of when He lifts that sin, and He washes you clean. He reveals Himself. He's not hidden. God is not some kind of hidden mystery. God is wide open through His Word. There's no hiding. He's not hidden. Look at verse 8. The Lord is compassionate and gracious. Do you hear that? God is compassionate. Gracious. Look at continuing on. Slow to anger. We get in those times in our life to where we feel like if I mess up, and I know I'm repeating, but we feel like if I mess up so many times, God's going to get really mad at me and He's going to strike me. He's going to throw me aside. Guys, I want to tell you something. That's not God making you feel that way. That's not God. Our God is slow to anger. And look at this again, and abounding in loving kindness. Abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us. Nor will He keep His anger forever. Look at verse 10. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. What does that mean? What does it mean in verse 10, He has not dealt with us according to our sins? What it means is without Jesus, guys, there's nobody in this room without Jesus. In our sin situation, we deserve nothing but death. We deserve nothing. Because of our sin situation, without Christ, because of our sin situation, we have no hope. If we got what we deserved, we would spend total eternity separated from God in an eternal hell. If we got what we deserve. But this passage tells us He has not dealt with us according to our sin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, to pay a sin debt that you and I owe, that there was no way we could do anything to get out of that sin debt, to cancel that debt. We have no hope without Jesus. And God sent His Son to die on the cross. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And Jesus shed His blood on the cross of Calvary to pay for mine and your sin. He has not dealt with us with what we deserve. But He's dealt with us with mercy and compassion. and kindness and love. That's who our God is. Verse 11, it says, "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him." Look at this measurement of God's love. "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." The psalmist says his love in this, it's in verse 11, "For as high as the heavens are above the earth." For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. That tells me there's nothing we can do. There is nothing we can do to outuse God's love. There's nothing you and I can do to outuse God's mercy. It's never ending. And his mercy is so strong that in verse 11, in verse 12, it says, "For as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." As far as the east is from the west. Ladies and gentlemen, that means they are gone. Gone, completely gone. Never to be remembered anymore. I want to share something with you. This excites me to be able to share this with you. You know, when we go before God and we go back and we say, "God, I did it again. God, I've fallen again." This was really cool when God showed me this. It was so cool. Did you know there's no again with God? Do you know that? Because the scripture teaches us that when we go to God and we ask God to forgive us of our sin, this passage of scripture says he cast it as far as the east is from the west. It is completely gone. Ladies and gentlemen, when we ask Jesus Christ into our heart and we accept him as our Lord and Savior, our sin, when we sin, when God looks at us, you know what he sees? He sees Jesus. He sees the blood that paid for our sin. And when we go before God and we ask him to forgive us of our sin, even to this point today, when we ask God to forgive us of our sin, okay, it's gone. We're the ones that think, "I did it again. I did it again." When we say, "God, I did it again," he goes, "What are you talking about, did again? What do you mean, did it again?" "What are you talking about, did it again?" "It's God, I did it. God, I did it." And he is merciful to forgive us of our sin. Verse 13 says, "Just as the Father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust." What does it mean that he knows my frame? It means that he knows every little thing about you. He knows your personality. He knows your attributes. He knows your tendencies. He knows your likes. He knows your dislikes. He knows every single thing about you because he formed you. He formed you in your mother's womb. God knows you. You know what he also knows? He knows we're in a battle with our sin and our flesh and the spirit. God knows the struggles we have. Jesus told us in Scripture, if you seek to follow after me, you will be persecuted. There will be battles. There will be struggles. It's going to happen. But praise God, we know in 1 John 1:9 that says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. You know, another thing that this reminds me of is there's nothing I do that surprises God. You get that? There's nothing that we do that surprises God. He knows everything about us. And he loves us anyway. Jesus died on the cross anyway. Jesus took all the sin of this world on himself. Not what we did or what we do today, but what we would ever do in the future. Jesus took it upon himself on the cross of Calvary. For you and for me. Let's keep going. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over, it is no more, and its place acknowledges it no longer. Look at verse 17. But the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to his two children's children. Do you get that? Do you really get that? Look at this. Loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. It means it never ends. It never ends. His love for you and me never ends. Wow. Wow. This is our God. This is our God. This is his mercy and his love for you and for me. It never, ever ends. It says, and his righteousness to children's children. Verse 19, it says, the Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obey the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you who serve him, doing his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his. Look at that. Bless all you works of his in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Why? What does all this mean? Why, Jeff, are you reading this passage of Scripture? Why do we start the way we start? Why the story? Because, guys, I am so convinced that today Satan is battling and he's reminding and he's doing anything he possibly can over and over and over in our lives, telling us who we were. But remember when you did? Remember when this happened? Look, I told you you couldn't do it. I told you, even though you took it to him, you were still going to do it. I told you. You can't be good enough for God to love. Look at you. You're just a mess up. You can't be good enough for God to love. Why would he love you? You just over and over mess up, over and over again. It's just a constant thing with you. You're just in this cycle. Why? Guys, I'm going to tell you something. That is not God. That is not the Holy Spirit inside of you saying you're just a complete mess up over and over again. That's Satan. That's the devil. Over and over saying that. Because what he wants more than anything is when we get to those cases, you know what we end up doing? Or what we end up not doing? What God wants us to do. I can't go share the gospel. I can't tell them about Jesus, man. They know that I'm a mess up. They know me. I can't go to my coworkers. They've seen me get angry. They've seen me act this way. I can't go to my family because they know my past. If you've brought that before God, there is no more. That's all Satan wants, is to keep you and I from doing what God wants us to do and living a life that's free in him. That's all Satan wants. And if you don't know him today, he's probably sitting there right now in a room this big. I know there's somebody in here that you don't have a relationship with Jesus. And as we've read this scripture, the Satan has been on you and he's been in your mind and he's saying, nah, that's not for you because you're too messed up. You're too messed up. Oh, he can't forgive you. He won't forgive you. You're too messed up. You're too far gone. Not what this says. That's not what this Bible says. That's not what this passage of Scripture says. He wants you just as you are. Because he loves you just as you are. Today, he's saying, come home. Today, he's saying, let me fill that hole. Let me show you what my mercy is. Let me show you what it means to have peace and to have joy and to live in my freedom. But to experience that, even though Jesus is offering to experience that, you have to take it. You have to say, okay, God, I give it all. I'm nothing. I give it to you. Please forgive me. Will you wash me with your blood? I accept what Jesus did on the cross for my sin. Will you forgive me? I believe God is who Jesus is who he said he was. And I want to commit my life to you. Christian, what is he saying to you? What he's saying to you today is leave it at his feet. Leave it at his feet. Bring it to him and leave it. And experience what you've already done one time before. Experience his grace. Experience his mercy. And live in it. Just a moment, Casey's going to come and he's going to lead us in a song. And I know a lot of churches today, we don't have the formal altars, but there's benches here, there's steps here. There's pews are open. If you need to pray and you need to come to God and say, God, I'm tired of living this way. I want to encourage you this morning. Whatever it may be, bring it to Him. Give it to Jesus. And experience anew His mercy and His love for you. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for your mercy and your grace. God, thank you that you love the mess ups. Thank you that you love us and you forgive us and your mercy we can never overuse. God, I pray this morning as we gather at this time of decision, this time of invitation. Father, your Holy Spirit is working and moving in this building right now. God, I pray today that lives are changed because of who you are. God, I pray this morning there's someone that doesn't know you or have a relationship with you. Father, I pray for them specifically this morning. That God, they would reach out and they would take the gift of salvation. They would take the gift of what Jesus did on the cross. And their lives would forever be changed. God, for us Christians in the room that we're battling, we're struggling. God, please, let us leave it at your feet. Please, God, give us the strength and the encouragement that we need to follow you. Here we are, God. You move and you speak. In Jesus' name.
We hope you received a blessing from this week's message. If you have any questions about what you've heard from Pastor Shannon this week, you may call our church office at area code 205-339-4071. We pray that God's word strengthens you as you go on your journey today.